الله اليقين. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الروم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. الله سبحانه وتعالى saying in سورة الروم: It is a sign of His mercy that He created to you your soulmate as your spouse, so it may have a peace and tranquility and mercy between you. That means this ayat identify the nature and the type and the formula of success in the marriage life. First, we need to remind ourselves about what is the goal. Any activity you do in your life without having a goal, it is a wasted effort and wasting time. Your life, the Muslim have only one single goal. And what is that goal? Is to use the gift of life to qualify to Allah's mercy in the hereafter. Especially you don't know when you're going to lose this gift of life. As an act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, He sent it to you someone to help you, which is your spouse. And that can be a wife or it can be the husband. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala identified the nature of this relationship. And He said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. مَوَدَّةً, what is the مَوَدَّةً? مَوَدَّةً, it means the highest level of a friendship. And الرَّحْمَةً, we know what is the meaning of the رَحْمَةً. The rahma is preventing harm. The act of preventing harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself, and even in the Quran, there is a surah, Ar-Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so many attributes and names. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to focus on Ar-Rahman. Because Ar-Rahman is the one who is able to prevent the harm. So we need to understand, as long as these are the foundation of the relationship, what the marriage contract is all about. The marriage contract, it is a holy commitment between a man and wife that they will help each other. So that's the purpose of marriage. They're going to help each other, so each one of them will be a better Muslim. So they are a partnership in the trip of life where everyone will help the other. So for that marriage to take place and to prosper, the concept of Mawadda wa Rahma, God have 6 major principles in it. The first principle is the, like I said earlier, the friendship. Your spouse must be your best friend. There is no marriage if your spouse, or successful marriage according to Islam, if your spouse is not your best friend, there is a problem. And who is the best friend? The best friend is not the one who all the time agree or go with what I want and what my convenience. But my best friend is the one who put me back on the track. Because if the goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to qualify to His mercy, so the best friend is, if I am the best friend for my wife, that means I'm going to put her on the track sometimes. And she will put me back on the track some other time. Give and take. وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So friendship, it comes this first. The second major principle for successful marriage according to the Islam and according to understanding this ayah is the sincerity, al-ikhlas. And what the ikhlas is? The ikhlas is the, basically is the act that it is representation to you what's inside you. There is no deception. There is no cheating. There is no using. There is no abusing. In this relationship, everyone trying sincerely to help the other, not to use them or to abuse them or to dominate them or take advantage of them. Especially men's having a nature completely different from women. That does not mean one is better than the other, but that simply means they complement each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them this way. So tolerate and accepting without a disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes to be act of, it requires sincerity. So you can sustain the friendship, and at the same time you are sincerely helping your partner, not to be good for you, but to be good for both. Your spouse to be good for herself or for yourself, and also to be for yourself. The third element after sincerity is loyalty. Al-amana. And what does loyalty here mean? Loyalty basically means fulfilling the commitment under any circumstances. You are not loyal when you fulfill a commitment in a certain condition. That's not loyalty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this area, and especially in this area, He is commending the one who stands for this, is saying, by saying what? الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. They stand up for what they promise Allah to fulfill. They stand up, that means what? In any circumstances. Any circumstances, they will fulfill the commitment. And what is the commitment according to Sharia? According to Sharia, the commitment, there are two kinds. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained a certain right to the husband, a certain right to the wife, this commitment to be given regardless. If you are angry, you are happy, you are sad, you are in a fight, or you are bubbling unhappy, it wouldn't make any difference. Your relationship with your spouse is not lifted to only how you feel. You give when you want to give, and when you are happy, and you don't when you don't. No, that's not a partnership relationship. That's not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. But you fulfill your commitment regardless. Why? Because the contract is to help each other for a bigger goal, which is qualified to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, the concept here of loyalty, you have to find out what is your spouse's rights are, and you give them. So now we have to agree that I don't give my spouse the rights just because I like, and I stop it because I hate, but because Allah said so. And Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated to us by his behavior and by his attitude how he fulfilled his commitment to his spouses. The second type of loyalty is what you in person commit yourself to your spouse. And that can be different from one family to another. If you commit yourself, for instance, that you will do something, you will buy something, you will refrain from doing something to your spouse, that is a commitment. It is not a game. That is a commitment that you have to fulfill. If you, for instance, promise to your spouse that you will buy a certain thing when you are able, and you are able, you go right in and fulfill that commitment. That is part of the requirement for a successful marriage. So up to now, we have the friendship, we have the sincerity, and we have the loyalty. What else do we have? We have sacrifice. Now I have two people giving in a command, giving in a contract, which is called the marriage, and everyone sincerely, or supposedly sincerely, having the intention to fulfill the commitment. Understand and aware by the commitment that helping each other to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have a problem here. What is this problem? How is it going to work if I'm number one in my life and my wife is number one in her life? I want everything for number one. And she wants everything for number one. How is that going to work? And especially part of our instinct and part of our nature, if it is taken away, if you take away from it all the ethics and the values and the maturity and the growth that the religion adds to this nature, we have a territorial dispute. We have a behavior to dominate each other. One needs to dominate the other, or at least try to dominate the other. How are we going to solve this problem? How are we going to solve the problem? Who is dominating? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved this problem. The most important thing, because the khutbah is not going to allow to speak by a lot of details in this area, but in the area of sacrifice, if you are a God-fearing person, if you are a God-fearing person, you initiate the sacrifice by number one, for the best interest of your spouse, as long as there is no act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first condition. The second condition, you are not going to sacrifice by something that it can make you not compromise Allah, right, but will not going to help your spouse and not going to help your spouse to be on the right track. That's not sacrifice. That's misunderstanding and weaknesses. You sacrifice number one for the best interest of number one, which is in this case your spouse. As long as this sacrifice is going to help number one, which is in this case yourself and the other number one, because both of you is coming to be one unit, as long as both going to lead what? Going to help each other to go right back to the track. As long as there is no disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the concept of sacrifice must exist in the relationship of marriage. If there is no sacrifice, we have a domination. I want my spouse to do what I want all the time. And that means you are, before you know it, you are canceling and making your spouse inferior through the act of domination. And guess what? You already betrayed the contract that you promised Allah that you will fulfill. Especially the men. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the responsibility to look after and to be responsible for your wives. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالرِّجَالُ قَوَّامِينَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا. That means they look after their affairs. They are after their affairs. And you cannot be after their affairs if you are only looking for number one, which is you. That will never happen. And this is why, and you see in the content of the marriage contract, when the woman gets in the marriage contract, what it says, her or her wali says what? Zawajtuka nafsi. Zawajtuka nafsi, that means what? I trusted you enough to look after my affairs. That's what it means. Zawajtuka nafsi. I trusted you enough to look after my affairs. I trusted you enough to look my affair for what? To make me rich? to make me happy, to make me powerful, to give me the best cars, the best homes. No. I trusted you that you're going to help me to be a better believer. Going to help me to use the gift of life to qualify to Allah's mercy. That's what Zawajtuka Nafsi is all about. That's what Zawajtuka Nafsi is all about. So men have to sacrifice, women have to sacrifice. And they will never ever get to the point of sincerely sacrifice till they realize one thing. And unfortunately, when they get to the point of realizing who truly and sincerely number one in their household. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is number one in your household, the case is closed. There is no issue to discuss. Why? Because sami'na wa ata'na wa fa'na. I work for number one. She works for number one. Number one says do that. And number one saying to her, do that. The case is closed. I am not number one. And she is number one. And there is no reason for either one of us to fight for who is number one. Because number one is already number one. Once I am submitting in my own household to number one, لا إله إلا هو هو في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله, the case is closed. Both of us on the right track, and there is no place to competition. So that's number four. Sacrifice. All the time ask yourself, what number one wants me to do in this relationship? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do in this relationship. Number five, the economic affairs of the family. I hear a lot and you hear a lot. And most of, in a lot of cases in the family issues, there is a dispute about the economic issues in the family. Who is doing what? And whom is taking advantage of what? And whom is managing what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy and simple. Women go through a lot every single month. Women go through a whole lot when they are pregnant. وَحْنٌ عَلَى وَحْنٌ. She can be, can you imagine? She got a problem every single month, and after that, if there is a pregnancy, you have another 9 months within that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for the man, you are the breadwinner. So this case is closed. And we all know without no dispute, there is no dispute about it. If the man is the breadwinner, and even if the women, they have their own income, or they are a lot more rich than the husband, it is still the man's responsibility. The concept of 50-50, or you are having more income than me, so you take more responsibility, does not exist in Islam. Remember, mawadda wa rahma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the women, even if they have it here in $1 million every single hour, she has the right to contribute or not. By her own choice, if she likes to contribute, that's her business. She can start any time, she can stop any time without giving explanation. But that should not be left to the ahwa, to the conveniences. But that make it what? Men must be solid. Understand, if my wife is helping me, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But she is not to be pressed for it. She is not to be pushed to do it. She is not having to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that. But what is in return? What is in return? The women's responsibility in this partnership. Part of حسن التباعد or being a good wife is to know how to manage the resources of the family without generating pressure on the man. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide, alhamdulillah, and make a living out of it. Not to push the husband to go for one job and two jobs and whatever. Why you are doing that? I have to be like my sister. I have to be like my friend. They got a new car, I have to have a new car. They are not better than me. Go back to the goal. The goal is not to have a better car or to have even a better life. The goal is to help each other to qualify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. My spouse and my life and I'm in my spouse's life to help each other. So her job is to manage the affair of the family while taking that economic pressure out of the man by not being demanding and asking for whatever he cannot do. So he will have the time, he will have the energy to take care of her and to take care of her his children and to take care of himself and his other responsibility, like to his parents and others and so on and so forth. The element number 6 for successful marriage is the biological relationship. And subhanallah, study as much as you want from day number 1 till Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will never ever find in any philosophy or adopted by any culture or even religion respected the women whites in this area as much as Islam. To the point it made it mandatory in this relationship to be based on mutual understanding and respect to each other's need. Mutual understanding and respect to each other's need. This relationship does not belong to one party over the other. And no one to be under the convenience of other, whatever. There are rules and regulations and the Sharia covered all of these issues. And there are a fiqh, a complete fiqh to address those issues. And all we need to do, if we really have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah mercy, is to do what? Is to study those, understand them, and apply them, and learn them, and share them. So very quickly, I will go through the 6 major elements of successful marriage in Islam. Number 1, the friendship. Number 2, sincerity. Number 3, loyalty. Number 4, sacrifice. Number 5, the economic support. Number 6, the biological relationship. We need to focus and understand that your spouse is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gift. In Surah Al-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُزَوِّجَكُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. That means he is the one who do the selection. You think you did the selection, you did it. Allah made reasons, yes. But he is the one who give the permission. He is the one who make the selection. And every time, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sended you a message. It says, I am giving you the partner. Maybe you're going to like somebody else, but I'm giving you the one. If you really know how to use him, not to use him, but I mean, what I mean is you really have to know how to work with him, both will qualify for my mercy. She has enough credential that I selected, created her, and I know that for you. أَلَّا يَعْلَمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the one who did the selection, not you. We need to go home again, and we need to reconcile about our relationship with our spouses. Is it based on convenience, or it is based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained? And we need to decide right away
or otherwise don't waste your time. You need to decide who is number one in your home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you, or your spouse. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be number one, by the meaning of number one. And what is your role and what is your spouse's role? سمعنا وأطعنا وفرعبك فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for guidance and ask Him for peace. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. I like to remind you and remind myself by hadith. I'm not going to quote it, but I'm going to go very quickly to the meaning of it. Ya ibn Adam, ya son of Adam, if you wake up in the morning, do not speak or have the hopes that you will live till the night. And if you are at night, don't have the hopes that you will live till the morning. Be God conscious. Be feeling. Feel this fact. We all know it, but we all ignore it. Till it hit us. لكل أجل كتاب. Don't be diverted and learn how to set your priority right. Learn how to set your priority right. You will find out the list of your problems will be shrinking a lot more, smaller than even you think. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one goal and one problem in the Muslim life. The goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use the gift of life to qualify to His mercy. And what is the problem? The problem in every given second, if you don't know how Allah sees you. Do Allah like or hate what He sees? Do Allah like or hate what you do? Do Allah see you where He wants you to be? Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see you where he wants you to be? But are you doing what He wants you to do? Or you are doing what you want and not what He wants? This is your problem. Other than that, you don't have a problem. There is no problem. That's why. The second point that I want to drive to, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And He did not say جَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. خَلَقَ, created. Created. That means specially tailored. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ لَدَيْهِ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Everything is very well calculated. No coincidence. And your spouse in your life is ni'mah, Allah giving. Either you will use it right or you will abuse it. Most of us come complaining from their spouses, but you never come and say, what is the good your spouse doing? And she or he is the partner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. Be grateful for what Allah gave you, because it meant it to be. The last thing that I want to say in this khutbah, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on your spouse. When it was the last time you raised your hand and you said, and you made dua to your spouse? Every single one is ready to have a big list of complaints. Every single one was. Big list. When it was the last time you said, Allahumma aghfir to my spouse, aghfir li zawji, or aghfir li zawjati, Allahumma ahdihim, Allahumma arhamhum. When it was the last time you asked for that? You've been trusted, not by the body of that person. You've been trusted by the soul of that person, not the body. The soul before the body. Go back. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. See what you are doing to your spouse. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help your spouse. And guess what? When you ask, one of the best ways of make dua is to make dua to somebody else. Because when you make dua, may Allah accept it or reject it. But the minute you make dua to someone else, and in this case, your parents and your spouse have a priority, guess what will happen? The angel come and say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant this wish. We ask you, Ya Allah, to accept and fulfill that dua. He is not making it for himself. And what did the angel do after that? He made the dua, Ya Allah, and he seek whatever he seek, not for himself, give him the same. So it is not, so the best way to have the support of the angel in your dua, and to try to counter the shortcoming in your dua, is to make the dua to somebody else. And who is better for deserve your dua better than your parents, and after that your spouse? وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing, and ask Him to show us the truth, path, give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and apply it in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace. And in the hereafter, inshallah, we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibad Allah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Ibad Allah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Uzkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa la dhikru Allah akbar wa Allah ya'lam ma tasna'un wa aqimu as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qamat as-salah, qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.